Blog Talk Radio.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'd like to know,
are you ready for start time?
Yeah. Ooh, can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Ooh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and drink cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All I do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to WWE.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you!
With the Christian Bale jump off, just for the show. Just for the show.
Good for you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey.
He's already started.
Hey.
All right, for people that are new to the show, I am the PAB, also known as the Poas Boricua. You are listening to the Bodega, and in the background is the man known as Mr. Monk.
The Mr. Legend walks up to the left and to the right.
That's the theme music, folks. Also, big up to DJ Sid.
Another Wednesday night. Thursday at the bodega.
Middle of the week, you ain't doing nothing. Why not hang out and get drunk?
What? We all drinking tonight? We all drinking tonight?
Well, let me see. I heard something that Eddie Griffin said a while ago about drinking. It's like when the reasons why to have a drink. Monday, it's too early for this shit.
Right.
Tuesday, at least I ain't Monday. Wednesday, hump day. Thursday, almost Friday. Friday, thank God. Saturday, let's get fucked up. And Sunday, Jesus turned water into wine.
Wow.
Thank you. Not my bit, but thank you.
Oh, Lord. We start now for another silly episode.
Yes, folks.
I don't know how y'all deal with us.
Nah.
Well, once again, this is the Mr. Monk, and you got the PAB.
Yeah.
I'm on the 1 and 2. What's going on today, man? How you been?
Well, first off, let me drop the phone number, even though nobody's going to call.
Right. Nobody.
So if anybody wants to call, the number is local to the Hudson Valley in New York. It's area code 347-996-5159. Thank you.
Go in.
Let me see. If I want to make it personal, I put a question out there today.
Oh, go ahead.
This will speak to our generation.
Right.
I have a 10-year-old son.
Yes.
Who?
I'm just testifying today. Yes.
Who has been inquiring about watching different type of films, you know, stuff away from the Disney Channel and Teen Nick and all that crap.
Right.
So I put it out there. Is it time, is it appropriate to put a 10-year-old onto the Predator yet?
It is okay. It's all right. I don't see a problem with that. He's 10. He is your son, out of all things. So Predator is okay.
Like if you're my son, you have a license to watch.
Oh, right. You make that call. You make the call.
Well, it's funny because some people brought up the point that a lot of adults from our generation.
Right.
Sneaking a lot of those flicks, like around 9, 10, 11 years old. And even worse, we grew up with Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, all the Eddie Murphy flicks like Beverly Hills Cop, Trading Places.
Right.
Shit like that. And I guess it was normal for us.
Look, our parents were different, man. It was normal for us because, number one, I remember going to the drive-in to see a movie called Cat People.
Oh, damn.
If anybody remember that movie, if y'all remember that movie, just think back for a second. And think about the thought process that I was probably all of about 6 when it came out. And there were people that were turning into, like, panthers and, you know, or were-panthers, shit like that, eating other people.
God.
I was 6. And my parents were like, oh, it's all good. You're fine. It gives you character. Remember that saying? It gives you character.
It'll be all right.
You'll be fine. Let's just put it this way. I was traumatized. I hated cats for probably about a good, let me see, I am 35 now. So, yeah, so probably about a good 31 years, I hated cats.
That's right. Monk just indirectly said he don't like pussy.
I don't feel, hey. Easy now. I'm not the pillow biter.
We're not going there.
That's 2 shows ago. Let me stop.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. So what's new in news other than the fact that we don't like, I don't like cats? If anybody's been listening, you know, you've got the whole Penn State scandal.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. I completely agree with the NCAA. And this is me. I'm agreeing with shit.
I would say, okay. That's right. He ain't hating.
I ain't hating on this one. The NCAA has levied a $60 million fine on Penn State University. They also have to reduce, all scholarships by 10 for each of the 4 years that they are not allowed to be in bowl contention.
Yeah, it's serious. It's real serious.
That's what's up.
That program is in shambles.
Shut it down, call it a day, as they will not recover from this.
No, they might, but it's going to take over like 10 years, and no matter what happens, and again, I heard this from somebody else, somebody said no matter what, even if they get back to the type of caliber team that they were in 10, 15 years, they're going to have to look at the record books, and there is going to be a block of losses just because all the wins were stripped away.
Right, so cause those wins go back from 1998. So you have 100, and I kind of did the math the other day, and 111 wins, which is roughly about 16 seasons of wins. That's rough. I, you know, if anybody wants to call in and correct me, that's all good. What really cracked me up about it is that you have Joe Paterno, and there's going to be some Penn State fans out there that's going to be really bad.
Because that's
what makes it deep, I think. Joe Paterno himself goes from 100.
We got people in the studio.
Joe Paterno goes from number 1 in all-time college wins to number 12 in all-time college wins. Shocking! It's shocking! Down to number 12.
Yo, man, they ripped that statue out of there, too.
Yo, they came, they drew. Yo, I swear to God, it was worse than Saddam's statue getting pulled out.
Word!
They pulled that shit out of there like, dropping bombs on him, son! Like, they pulled that shit out of there like it was Saddam and it, oh, it's a gold mansion. We're taking all this shit out of here.
God. Damn, that was a good call.
Oh, goodness.
That was a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
The turtle statue went down quicker than Saddam.
Boys and girls, thank you. Thank you.
There was like a 10-year-old on there trying to saw off the head.
Oh, man, it was out there. It was dropping about, we won't talk about guns and bombs. We'll leave that alone. Hey, has anybody seen Dark Knight? I'm horrible, I know.
But you know what? You know what? I'm going to play something just for the white people out there to make them feel better.
Shit.
We tried to play this, I want to say, 2 shows ago when we were having problems. I'm going to try to replay this. We won't go into it. But you know what? To make the white people who are listening to the show tonight or whenever feel better, let's just play this.
What do you mean we're lucky to be white?
It's not luck. It's privilege.
We're privileged that people see us, not a color.
Privilege that we don't get stared at when we walk into the room.
Privilege that we don't get followed by security when we go shopping or pulled over when we're in the wrong neighborhood.
We're privileged because society was set up for us. And our silence keeps it in place.
We're privileged, and that's unfair.
Tell them niggas why you mad, son. Tell them niggas why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them niggas why you mad, son.
Oh, no, I got something.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna keep the white
on
people.
On the rant.
Even though this isn't a white person, there is one stupid, ignorant-ass shit that I just read literally about an hour before airtime. And no, it has nothing to do with the Hasselhoff.
Uh-oh. Wait a second. Did we get any Hasselhoff pictures?
No.
Nobody hawked us.
We're still looking for pictures of the David Hasselhoff cutout, folks. If you want to take a picture of one, or if you happen to have stolen one, let us know. We're just curious.
Oh.
But keeping it hip-hop for a minute. But
all right.
White people. This dude from one of my favorite rappers, Rick Ross, his dude, Gunplay.
Okay.
Now, Gunplay is part of his crew. I forgot the goddamn name. But either way. What happened?
Is that Bums Across America? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Oh, my bad.
Jam.
Oh, Def Jam is hit rock bottom.
He got hit off lovely with a Def Jam deal, a decent one to my understanding. Not that I know anything. But either way, dude got a record deal, solo record deal, and I'm like, why? I think he sucks. I'm not a fan of Rick Ross, but even I will say Rick Ross is better than the dudes under him.
That's not saying a whole lot.
No, it's not. And I'm not. And no diss to dudes like Wale and them, because those dudes had their own little movements going until they joined up with him. I'm talking about the cats that Ross brought in with him. So how does a rapper named Gunplay, who is under a fat rapper, a fake rapper named Rick Ross,
right,
prevalent to white people. Well, Gunplay, I didn't know this, has a swastika tattoo.
What?
He has a swastika tattoo dead
what?
Back by his neck. Think about that. I'll wait.
What?
Yes, a swastika tattoo in the back. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, the excuse this fool did. I'm going to read it, all right? This is what he said. They actually asked him to explain it. All right? And he said he's not supporting Nazism or anything like that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
He says it's just his symbol of genocide to the bullshit. Mass murdering the bullshit. That's a quote. Too much bullshit out here. I came to Nazi the shit. I came to Hitler the motherfucker.
So he's got a swastika. Once again, so we're talking about ignoramacy. So he's got a swastika on the back of his neck in order to lessen the blow of what a swastika means.
I think that's the attempt, but what he's saying is basically that he's looking to kill all the bullshit.
Well, yeah, bad idea. Wow.
Simply
bad idea. That is ridiculously bad idea.
All right. I might get some shit because I'm a Puerto Rican, but I'm going to go there with it. And everybody want to come at me like I'm on some bullshit or I'm a racist or whatever, they can. But I'm going to say, I'm going to quote somebody. This shit applies to a motherfucker like Gunplay. Chris Rock said it best. The niggas have got to go.
This is true. Love black people. Niggas.
That's what I'm saying. Is what I'm saying. Anyway.
Tremendously stupid. Yeah, you need to rethink that thought process.
I can't even. I read that shit tonight. I was like, this is. What? I don't want to say your phrase in regards, but what has happened? I don't know. What has happened?
I don't get hit at it. My beloved hip hop.
That's gonna be that pain, folks.
It's just horrific. At this point, what do we have left? We got a bunch of substitute teachers. You remember? Everybody remember those substitute teachers? That's the days where you get to, you know, fool around, don't do nothing, you know, put some tacks on the chair.
You got a ditto sheet to do.
But that's what we got left in hip hop right now. Substitute teachers.
Oh, man. So moving forward with ignorant bullshit,
we have
a sponsor.
Oh, who's this?
Let's see.
Leon St. James.
Leon!
With a delectable combination of the finest bottles and hops, it's the only malt liquor that carries the seal of excellence from Uncle Sam himself.
There you go. Ooh.
And when you pop the top, the panties drop.
Panties drop.
Is that Anaconda malt liquor?
Mm-hmm.
The only malt liquor to be approved by the United States government?
That's right. Anaconda malt liquor.
That's right, Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Brewed in Piedmont, Georgia.
Yeah, that's our new sponsor. Some people will get it, some won't.
That's my cousin, Leon St. James.
Even though it can't be any worse than when we were playing the hip-hop ads from St. Ives a couple of years
ago. ST period. IDE.
Going to the corner store. You know what I'm looking for. St. Ives.
It's pretty bad that Nate Dogg's best album was a St. Ives commercial.
Ooh.
All right.
Damn.
It was his best solo joint. What? Okay, look, the hate starts early. What happens? 2 years behind, but hey, I catch up.
It's song time, folks, because the selfish distance. Monk in one sentence completely took all credibility away from me.
Hey, look. Other than hey, smoke weed every day. Can anybody name a Nate Dogg song?
You know what? Anybody want to send the hate mail? It goes towards him. I'm just saying. You know, I'm a Nate Dogg fan. He was a Domino fan. It is what it is.
Hey, look, you know, you got the hook, you got the hook. You stick to your strong points.
Wow. Goddamn T-Pain. Damn you, T-Pain!
He tried to put out an album, didn't he?
Who?
T-Pain.
What do you mean he's trying to put it?
He tried it. Tried. Past tense. It wasn't very good.
Oh, you mean like recently?
Oh, no. It was his release shit. It was bad. It was bad.
The last one, yeah.
Oh, that's right. The name of it was called Rapper Turnt Sanga. Sanga. S-A-N-G-A.
Everything correct.
Turnt.
Ebonically.
Yes.
Turnt. Yes.
Rapper Turnt Sanga.
Sanga.
Sanga. Like Sanga. You know. There were no many people shit.
Ugh. Yeah, I didn't hear nothing about it.
It was pretty bad. And you had a couple of songs on there. Blow Your Mind, that was horrible. It was bad. You know, he tried. He tried. I give him credit for trying.
I'm not ashamed. I've always said I don't know if you don't have to agree with me, but I'm saying the auto-tune thing, T-Pain kind of found his lane with that. Ain't his fault everybody jumped on his shit.
This is true. If everybody left the auto-tune shit alone, T-Pain would be where he was before the auto-tune thing came out.
Yeah, because we went through the same thing when we were growing up. It was the diggity, iggity, iggity, the Dos Effects style.
The Dos Effects shit, yeah. And everybody loved Dos Effects, though. I mean, that followed suit. You know, and I would say it was definitely at least more original than auto-tune. I mean, think about it. Roger Troutman, Teddy Riley and Guy did the whole auto-tune thing way before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all they did was they said, well, we're going to make it into a computer program.
Yeah, I mean, even I can't front it, man. It was kind of stupid of him to make the I Am T-Pain mic.
Oh, that shit is hilarious, though.
Which now you could buy, like, in bargain bins at Toys R Us.
Oh, it's hilarious. The first time I saw that thing, where you press the button, it's like, T-Pain, ring, across the house. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? my daughter was like, oh, I want one of those. I'm like, yeah, no, that's not spending his money anywhere. No. Not on that. Not even as a joke.
You know what? I feel bad because there was some people out there that went and caught that thing the second it came out, not realizing like a year later you can buy it for like a dollar or a case of five.
Oh, which brings me to the point.
Oh.
We're talking about auto-tune. Your boy Redman. It's my boy. Reggie Noble. He's the man.
Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them why you mad, sir.
Are you mad? I don't know yet.
Look, I've heard about maybe about 3 to 5 seconds of this actual song. Why did Reggie Noble sell out? And I'm calling you Reggie Noble. I'm not calling you Redman. I ain't calling you by your street name. I ain't calling you by your hood name. You ain't Red. This ain't no blackout shit. This ain't no muddy water shit. You got some fucking auto-tune shit going on. Now, I've heard a lot of folks that are very upset by this. I would be, too. I listened to it for, like I said, about 3 to 5 seconds, and I realized that I had I didn't have the testicular fortitude to listen to it.
See, damn it, what song was it, man?
I don't even want to know the name. I forget the name. That's how much I hated it.
Damn, see, now you got me searching, man.
Don't search. don't expend your energy.
Was it Fly?
I believe it was.
Look, if anybody that we had this conversation on Facebook earlier in the last couple of days, if anybody remembers the name of the song, please call in. Even though I know you won't, I'm still making the plea. Nonetheless, call in and just remind me what the name of that song was. It was horrible. I mean, if the name was horrible, you know.
Let's see if we can pull that up, man. Just give me a second. We got the people in the background looking for it.
I'm too fly, better call in. Hop a crack on the shoes, no walking. Whoever talking, still got their necks up, looking for my downfall, bitch. That's what they hungry. My voice still the same way. That's why I write ugly, it's your name. I'm notorious.
Yeah,
I can't be a safe thing.
This is the white
man. Yeah, I ain't rich, but a rich.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, that was probably about a good, you know, 3 or 5 seconds that I listened to begin with. The other problem I will say I'm having in hip-hop right now, what the fuck happened to you, Bill Busta Rhymes?
And what... Sorry about that.
and yes, I'm dropping a line. I don't know the shit right now. Really? Busta Rhymes has signed with Cash Money or Young Money.
Young Money.
He has signed with Young Money.
Yeah.
Really? He's going Lil Wayne-ish? What the fuck just happened? Hip-hop is no longer hip-hop.
Hip-hop is dead.
It's done. Hip-hop is dead. I hate to say it. You got to go deep, deep, deep underground to find the right shit. It's fucked up in the game right now.
Damn. Go ahead. Keep on going. You want to keep going? Shit.
I'm going to have a lot of people mad at me about this, but I don't give a shit right now. I don't. As my boy Ross would say, what the shit? This is ridiculous. You have a hip-hop icon signed to some tight jean-wearing, you know, what the fuck? Really?
Nut huggers.
My man showed up wearing some sparkly skinny jeans. Are you serious? What the
sparkly.
Fuck? That's bullshit. Bullshit.
Twilight vampires, bitches.
Busta has now gone the way of Twilight. I said it. You heard it here first. He's sparkling. He go out in the sun, he's sparkling like crystals. Big ass.
Crystals. Busta bedazzle.
Bedazzling Busta. He put him on a jean jacket.
Disco ball.
Be done.
Fucking
oh, we got
disco
90
ball.
Seconds. God damn, we just ranted the whole damn show.
Yes, we did.
It's amazing. Amazing.
We even got a player song today. Uh-oh, there goes that. What's the cue? Yeah.
Sorry, should I be out on the road with my thumb out? You won't lie to me when I'm mad. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Blog Talk Radio at the Bodega.
Wait, I had to get something off.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
No, just for you. Anybody listening live, all two of you. Yeah, the show is now simulcast, if that's what you want to call it, on Spreaker.com. So there's two places to listen to the show. Technically three once Sid gets back to his Podomatic account. But Mr. Monk has a show on Spreaker for y'all who want to listen to some hip-hop.
Go Mr. Right.
Monk on Spreaker for the Latif Watkins Show.
I use my government name.
Latif Watkins. So good, make you slap your mama.
Yeah.
We're done now.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Why?
Post game show is brought to you by Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
I had to get off that plug before the show ended.
Oh, my goodness.
We're in the podcast mode.
Wow. Yeah. 2 weeks in a row, we just some silly-ass motherfuckers right now.
No, you made some good point. Let's see. Hip-hop still feels dead. Redneck doing auto-tune.
Yeah.
Busta now is known as Bedazzling.
Bedazzle Rhymes.
You gonna come with a jacket with all the rhymes on?
Go ahead, a little bedazzle machine, a little gun, hot glue shit.
In the video shot by height, using the fish shot.
I crazy glue these Swarovski crystals. It's crazy. It's crazy glue. Who these niggas freaking crazy glue out of crazy straws?
Yo, I got the macaroni with the glitter on this side.
I got the finger paint, son.
Look at the sleeve. It looks like Santa Claus' beard, son. Got the car. It's a decoupage, son. Decoupage.
Y'all, y'all, y'all.
Woo-ha. Holy macaroni, son.
Oh, shit. Well, we have completely discredited Busta Rhymes at this point for any of our listeners. on the live show and now on the podcast. So, we can now say Busta Rhymes' career is dead. For just the listeners.
Got you in check.
Oh, shit.
Hot. Oh, son, they ran out of the elbow macaroni. I got the bow tie, son.
Tell me what the scenario is now. Ha!
All right. So instead of me screaming all over the microphone all night. Oh, goodness.
The thing is, another song just came out from him. I haven't even heard it yet. It's with him and the last man standing on his label. Or the new label, the new flip mode. What's that dude's name?
Oh, shit.
You know who I'm
talking about. Oh, Spliffstar?
No, not Spliff.
Oh, shit.
The
I
young
forget.
Daddy got.
Something villain. Something. Reek the villain. Reek the villain. Yeah, he just reeks.
I can't even say nothing about the track, so I can't give it a real.
They actually put a video out for it, surprisingly.
Which one? I know there was one.
It was the joint with Reek the Villain and J. Doe.
That wasn't the joint to the Bring the Pain beat, was it?
No. It was that was actually because of the Bring the Pain beat. That shit was hot.
Yes.
But the shit that he's rocking right now with Reek the Villain and J. Doe was straight up whackness.
Crazy whackness. Son.
It's jackacidness. If anybody understands my definitions, it was straight up jackacidness. I will be putting out a book somewhere in the next year or so, which has straight up monkisms.
I keep it a list on the show, monkisms. I'm able to host this motherfucker.
But wait a second, I got to go back to the compendium. Jack.
Oh shit.
Yes, I said compendium.
I said decoupage, you're saying compendium.
Shit. Oh, y'all
there is some ignorant motherfucker out there like, what?
I gotta Google this shit. How do you spell compendium?
God damn, nigga, I gotta find my Google and search shit?
Son, how you spell compendium, son?
I'm gonna use my voice activation and see if that works.
Voice recognition, compendium.
Siri, like a motherfucker.
As your voice recognition says, dumb ass motherfucker.
This is when Siri does come in handy.
Use a dictionary, stupid fuck. This has been we've spewed, if that's a word, a lot of hate this evening.
Well, you know what? Also, this kind of sucks.
But
what I'm about to say is kind of sucks. It's not the hate, but I did want to give a quick shout out to I guess a rest in peace to Sherman Helmsley.
I guess Yes, indeed. George Jefferson, rest in peace. Sherman Helmsley, you know, the government name, or, you know, is for any of us who have grown up in the 80s.
There you go.
There you go. Anybody who's grown up in the 80s should remember Sherman Helmsley from the Jeffersons.
Yep. And amen. Don't sleep on amen.
And amen. And amen. Yes. Yes, yes. Passed away this week. Very sad day.
Yeah, man.
A kid like me, that was like my Saturday, and you know, my they did a lot of repeats on during the weekdays. But that was, you know, that was a staple in my life.
That was a lot of people's lives. Can't front on that.
No, and you know, and amen. That was it. That was when Saturday night TV was decent.
Word.
You know, you had like, you know. Amen. You had, I hate to say it, fucking Golden Girls. That shit was actually funny.
Thank you for being a friend.
Devil man,
back again.
The one show that I remember on that channel at the time that sucked was Empty Nest. But let's go back to Sherman Helmsley.
Wow, he went back to Empty
Nest. Yeah, you know, there's probably about, you know, the other five listeners are like, what the fuck is Empty Nest?
No, son. What the fuck is Empty Nest shit, son?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're talking about
that ain't hip-hop, son. That ain't hip-hop. What you talking about? Empty Nest, no?
That nigga? Shit. Big Bird never left that motherfucker.
Talking about Empty Nest, son.
You know what's ill about Sherman Helmsley? I would actually threaten not to do nothing silly at my wedding because wifey was definitely scared I was going to do the Jefferson walk.
Oh, that shit would have been great.
I got a serious threat in front of the whole wedding party.
That would have been classic, just... And the bloody group. Well, we're moving on up.
Funky, man. No, not that.
See, I'm still upset. I'm waiting for your first anniversary. I'm going to show up and just be like, she's your queen to be. You're going to show up at your house. Whole family going to be like, really? Why now? Because I missed it the first time around.
Where you make it up for the time? Oh man! So yeah, there was that. So there was Sherman Helmsley.
We just once again went on a whole nother avenue, folks. So sorry.
Also, something to keep an eye out for. It just leaked, I think, like 2 days ago or yesterday. They're still leaking tracks from the recording sessions of KRS-One's. Return of the Boom Bap album. Another track produced by DJ Premier just leaked from those sessions.
Wow.
Like, finished.
Now,
just played the album.
We're talking about how many years has it been since that came out?
Safely, at least 16, 17 years.
Yes, and KRS-One is still dead, so this is not a posthumously, you know, like all of a sudden, you know, like Pac and Biggie, they got albums out of the woodwork. This is a dude that's still living.
Yeah, he's still alive.
He's still alive. It's, you know,
see if I can pull this up for you. It might be a little loud, so I apologize.
Okay.
Also watching the metaphysical. Sometimes my rhymes look kind of political. The real beat boys make noise, here comes the bomb, yo. Please stay calm, yo, see I'm no happy, chappy, line up and slap me, one hit a critter. Each year I'm bigger, thicker, little will be quicker. It's true, I got more styles up here. So I'll put it together and come with an album every single year. Listen here, something new is going on. So of course, Black Master says the factor in a song.
Yep, there you go.
That is actually a fire joint. Now, it's, you know, 16 years later, but it's still a fire joint. It's fire.
It's called It's Getting Hectic. It is produced by DJ Premier. I ain't got the goddamn clip, so.
Stutter it, tongue.
Like,
Yeah, Clubinated! No. Children, we're produce. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, goodness.
Couldn't think if there was anything else worthwhile reporting.
I have nothing.
Let's see. IC is right now going in on Rush Limbaugh. It popped off today.
Yeah.
I can't even be mad at Ice-T, because Ice-T is actually really trying really hard to defend hip-hop still.
And I'm with him on that. Here's the problem I have with that. It's kind of like you have children.
Yeah.
So you ever try to argue with your kids when they were really young?
Listen, I'm not mentioning Soulja Boy.
Right. You know what I'm saying, though. You get the point. It's a lose-lose situation because you're arguing with him and you're trying to argue to win, and then you realize, why the fuck am I arguing with you? You three.
True.
Rush Limbaugh is a three-year-old.
Damn.
In all intents and purposes, he's a three-year-old. He doesn't go by facts.
Nope.
He goes by pure, that's great. If you're reporting the news, get the feel out of the fuck of the news. Yes, I said it. Get the feel out of the fuck of the news.
Damn skippy.
So.
That's right. Hello.
It is what it is. Rush, shut the fuck up.
Directly from us. Come at us. We can use the publicity. Come at us.
That's right. We could definitely use the publicity. Maybe we can get some sponsors besides Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Woo!
What does it do? It makes it say,
woo! All right, it's time to wrap this shit up.
Oh, shit. All right.
We'll be back. For anybody who downloads, we'll be back next week, same time probably, unless we change shit up.
All right.
We're live every Wednesday on blogtalk.com/doubledega. Also on Spreaker, you could search Doubledega. And also you could search the Lateef Watkins Show.
That's right.
I can't even say that with the right energy, man.
It's just way too explosive.
I feel like Arsenio Hall to say that shit. Lateef Watkins.
There you go. Ah, yeah. Lateef Watkins.
There's some hip-hop.
That's
somewhere.
Right. Hip-hop. Africa.
Somewhere. He took it from up high, brought it down low, say it in your stereo.
I like them boys. I'll just say this, man. For everybody who's listened to the Lateef Watkins Show, and the Bodega, thank you very much. It's been an experience, and I've had fun doing it.
Awesome. And hopefully all the audio I played tonight got heard, or else this is going to sound really funky.
Once again, we're talking to ourselves.
Probably are anyway, so it don't matter.
Thank you all two listeners.
Word. All right, so... thanks again. I'm going to say welcome. They've been here. So thanks for tuning in to the Bodega. That is Mr. Monk, Lateef Watkins.
Ha!
I am the Poas Boricua, the PAB, and we'll be back next week.
I
have any that we might try to put you on to.
We'll be digging. And once again, to all y'all listeners, thank you and kiss my ass.